I kept the promise I gave to my wife, and we bought the paving and pots that day, although somewhere else. And we stopped for a nice lunch on our way home. I tried to relax at the weekend, but the new client was still niggling at the back of my mind. What kind of trouble might he have? Construction business is on the up now, and new houses are springing up like mushrooms. It's Tuesday morning, and I'm going to the place where I was on Friday. This time without my wife, with a couple of blank sheets of paper for notes, and above all, with a lot of curiosity to discover some further surprises.
I was on tenderhooks wondering whether you'd actually come. And I also thought a lot about what I've done wrong.
I hope to learn about it soon so that I can help you with your problems, if possible.
I'm afraid it's too late.
Please, leave the assessment as to whether it's too late or not up to me. How can it happen that a company that has been prospering and growing for 17 years suddenly starts to fail?
You're right. We were once a thriving business. You said you lived nearby and drove by often. You must have noticed that over the years, we bought new land, fenced it, and built new sales premises and warehouses on it. I've earned a lot of money. But I also spent a lot of it. And I lost the rest when I divorced. I was left with just this company. I was shaken by the divorce a lot. We have small children. Do you know what I mean?
Why did you actually divorce? I presume you had an attractive wife, small children, a flourishing company. You certainly didn't struggle.
We didn't. We had everything we needed. I only realized that too late. I worked a lot and didn't value what I had. One day I returned home for some documents. The kids were at play school and my wife in the bedroom.
And she wasn't there alone?
She wasn't. I could have coped with her being unfaithful because of our children. But my now ex-wife fell in love with her lover and left the children to live with him. It hurt me a lot.
And you stopped paying attention to your business?
I relied on my employees, and I ignored the fact that none of them had managerial skills. I left them to deal with a lot of important things and more decision-making than they could handle. It's not their mistake, but mine. I shouldn't have let that happen.
What did actually happen?
They got tricked by fraudsters. They wanted to show me what good salesmen they were, and they sold several lorries full of the most expensive goods.
My guess is that the buyers were required to pay after they received the goods.
Yes, but my guys meant well. I cannot even be angry with them. We didn't find the camera recordings, and they didn't even write down the license plate numbers of the lorries that transported the goods. So the police shelved the investigation.
If they were professional fraudsters, they definitely had false license plates, ID cards, and documents anyway. The lorries had had a paint job, and they represented a company that no longer traded, or its owner didn't even know about that deal.
That's what I thought. In simple terms, they got tricked.
And what about the insurance company?
My fault again. The only thing we had covered by insurance was the buildings, not the goods. It had never occurred to me I would ever need that.
It really should have. Having the right kind of cover and constantly updating a comprehensive insurance policy is one of the basic cornerstones of every company.